We normally are in person for the revival, but God saw fit for us to be virtual. Let him move the way he moves. Whatever you're going through, whatever you might be facing, what you need to let go, let down, release, give it all unto God. You're in your private space, your private time. Anywhere you are, you're still in service. This is why God has opened up the airways for you to come and receive what God has for you. I am your apostle. Are there any testimonies, praise reports, anything anybody would like to say or share before we get started with the service? And if not, I'm going to turn it over to our MC for tonight, which is Prophetess Alicia. Prophetess Alicia, you just see fit to get praise reports or anything before you get started. But I'm going to turn it over to you. You can feel free to cut your cameras on, cut your mics on, to mute and unmute. At the end, the way to navigate your screen, at the bottom, you just tap it, and if it says more, it may pull up your chat and your reactions. You can type in the chat anything you need, anything you want. If you want to sow into the ministry, those things will be placed into the chat as well, and we will also voice them at the appropriate time. And have your way. You can raise your hand if you'd like to say something, and we will get to you at the allotted time. Amen.
Amen.
Prophetess Alicia.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. You ready for me now? Okay. Good evening, everyone. We are all gathered here today on this blessed evening to do what God has set aside for us to do. It is an honor to be a first. Let me give honor to my Lord and Savior. So he's the head of my life. He is the founder of my life because he's the one who created me. And he is the maker of my life because he created me through my mother and my father, which are my physical people on this earth. But he is my spiritual father. First, I would like to give honor in that manner. I want to give a testimony before we get into things right now. The reason why I'm in my vehicle and not in the house, because I gave partial of my testimony last night about my accident. And I am sitting in my new vehicle, which has to be charged up. It is a hybrid. God has blessed me in a way that only he could have done it. And I give honor to him for the blessings. And I give honor to him for the obedience that I stood still, and I allow him to tell me which way to go and where to go and make that deal happen. So I just want to just say, no matter what, if it's something that you have placed before the Lord in the end part of this season, stand firm and allow God to be God. Stand still and allow God to be God. I don't care what nothing looks like. Stand.
Come on.
On the foundation of God. Lay it all at the altar tonight. Not just financial burdens, health, our mental, our spiritual, our children, our businesses, our books, our voices, our heartbreaks, our heartaches, all things.
Yes, Lord.
Lay at the altar tonight. I thank God for allowing this revival to still happen. Even though we're not physically in a building, God is still doing what he has set aside to do. We
Hallelujah.
Are doing the work of the Lord. And it's an honor to see each and every beautiful face on here tonight. It's an honor because we made it in the land of the living. And that's more than enough to be able to say thank you, Lord, on this evening.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Evangelist, are you ready? Okie dokie. Okay. We will have Evangelist Beverly Sweeney performing tonight. She is our praise and worship. She will be doing what God has orchestrated her to do, has blessed her to do, has called her to do, has hand-selected her to do on tonight. And it is an honor that God has blessed her in this season and the seasons ahead already with new joy, hope, and faith, and love. Unmute yourself, Mother. You're on mute still.
Prophetess Evangelist Wessel. God bless.
My apologies. Prophetess Evangelist Beverly Swenson.
To God be all the glory. Let us just go into the presence of the Lord and give God some praise right where you are at right now.
Hallelujah.
Give him some praise and give him some glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are awesome, God, and you're the only wise God to be all the only wise God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for tonight, God. We honor you. Come on, saints, just lift up the name of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Hallelujah. And your soul will cry out, saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Let's give God some praise right where you at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let God just come into your room.
Hallelujah.
Let him saturate your
room. Hallelujah.
We don't have to be in a place to gather, even though the word says we gather together. Hallelujah. It's good for the man and brother to dwell together. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is a good God. He's a
yes.
He can do anything but fail. He can move mountains out of his way. God, he's a wonderful God. Come on, saint. God, I need your help tonight. God is a good God. He's a great God. He can do anything. He can move mountains out of the way. God, he's a wonderful God. Give him some praise, saints. Give him some praise. He's a wonderful God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is a worthy God. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And if you know the song, help me sing it. That's why I praise you and I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. Give God some praise, saints.
Hallelujah.
Lift him up right where you stand.
Come on.
Saturate your atmosphere. Let the Holy Spirit
come on.
Atmosphere. right where you at. Hallelujah.
God,
He's an awesome God.
Yeah.
Praise you, praise you, God. He's a worthy God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a worthy God. Hallelujah. Thou pleased. The Lord's been good to me. Has He been good to you?
Thank you.
work it out, no matter the problem. I said he will. Yes, he will. I know he will. He can work it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Why are you working it out?
Work it out, Jesus.
Work it out.
There's a way to be unto God. Hallelujah. 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 Give God some praise. If he can work it out, you know he can work it out for you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I gotta work my own electronics, so bear with me, you all. Hallelujah. Just continue to give God some praise because he's an awesome God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You work it out.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Just a little bit of worship here, right? Just a little bit of worship. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hand. Can you hear me? From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful.
Come on, come on.
All my life you have been so. All my life you have been so. Oh God, with every breath that I am able, I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkness of night, you close like no other. I know you as a father, and I know you as a friend. Goodness
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Lord, I bless your name, God.
Come on here.
I bless your name.
Catch me. Catch me, God.
All my life he's been faithful.
Come on, somebody. All my life
he's been faithful.
Even in my midst, even when my back was against the wall, all my life
he's been faithful.
That's something to give God praise for. All my life. Even when I didn't know no better. All my life
he's been faithful.
His goodness is running after me. Come on, God, chase me down. Chase me down until you find me. His goodness is chasing after me. Oh, y'all ain't got to give God no praise.
God provides. God provides.
God provides. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Jesus, I call your name. figured out which way to go, Jesus. I just call on your name, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, give God some praise, y'all.
Give God some glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All by name.
Hallelujah.
My God.
One more? Hallelujah. Ready to move on?
Hallelujah.
You want one more? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let the Lord use you. What the Holy Spirit is telling you to do?
Let the Holy Spirit use you, Mother.
I'm going to give you
hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father. Bless your name, God. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, God. Breathe new life. Lord, that your heart could fill with fire, feel the tabernacle and purify us. Just
rain
on us, God, and surround us in this place, Jesus.
Catherine.
We need a refreshing, Lord. We need a refreshing, oh God. This revival, we need your love. We need your refreshing. Rain. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. I'm turning it over back to you, Alisa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, your word.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Rain on us, rain on us. Breathe on us. Shower down. Woo, God.
Hallelujah.
In your spirit, Lord. My God. Woo. I can still hear it singing. Lord, hallelujah, God. Let your glory fill this place, God. Woo, God. Woo, my Lord. That's one of my songs right there. That's my song. Oh, my goodness. Woo, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your holy consuming fire.
Thank you, Lord.
Feel this tabernacle and purify our hearts.
My God.
Surround us in this place.
My Lord.
And breathe the light within us. Feel this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Rain on us, breathe on us, shower down, and feel the flame.
Hallelujah.
Let your glory fill this place.
Hey, you're the most shaman. That song right there is a powerful song. If you ever going through anything and you just need to be encouraged, play that song. Woo! And you will encounter the spirit of the Lord thy God. That is the truth. That song right there, my God. Helped me through a lot of seasons and helping me this now, right now, because my uncle's in the hospital. So I need God to shower down his spirit on me right now, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. 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 Government.
Thank you, Jesus.
I ain't heard that they shut down.
Amen. Lord God, have your way. Let the will of the Lord be upon us all. Let the will of the Lord be upon us all. Not his submissive will, but his true and living will.
My God.
Not the submissive will, God. Have thine own way. Let God have his way. Let God have his way. You all open your hearts. Allow him to clean the tablets of your heart,
Father,
that he may refill and replenish. Let him bring the new organs. Let him do new blood transfusions.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let him heal your mind, your eyesight, your ears, your hearing.
I receive, Father.
Let him move where I don't want to move, Jesus.
Hey.
Evangelist Swinson, we thank God for your gifting. We thank God for allowing you to share with us.
Yes,
what it looks like not only to be an evangelist, but be a, not only just an evangelist, but the prophet.
You
need to song, to prophesy as a psalmist.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
For those that are on the line who's looking.
Jesus.
And who's wondering, I have the same gift. Learn to be in the atmosphere so that you can grow and utilize.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
But you're not going to get in your ordinary church.
Restore it, Lord.
Your ordinary building.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got to press in.
My
God. We got to press in. You're not going to have always a drama of pianos around.
Amen.
You got to learn how to use your mouthpiece.
Amen.
Whether you can sing or not.
Amen.
Hold a tone or not.
Thank you,
learn
Jesus.
The words of the song, because that's where the meaning is.
My
the
God.
Beat of the song, the rhythm. When you have the rhythm, when you have the faith, faith is like a rhythm. Okay, yes, Lord.
My God.
My Lord. Oh, Jesus. All right.
Jesus. My Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Somebody ain't opened their mouth up and told God yes or thank you. Just even online. I pray that your heart is turned and softened before we get offline.
Oh my God.
Call somebody. Let them know we're online. They don't want to miss the word of God. They don't want to miss God. Please don't get offline early. And don't be in a rush. Because God is going to move tonight.
Yes.
And as I hear the word, I will give you the word through prophecy. I'm not going to come behind nobody and preach nothing. But I will release the word of the Lord for what thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to get back on task, you all. I ain't going to apologize. Lord knows. Lord knows, Lord knows. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Next, we will have part of this year's revival coming forth. Pastor, true woman of God, woman of value, woman of truth, woman of honor. Oh, God. Pastor. Whew, Jesus. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Let him use you, speak the word.
Hallelujah.
Move how he tell you to move. Get a word before he go, before
Pastor,
he leave.
Helen Robinson will come next, and she will bring the word that God has given her tonight. I pray right now that God will saturate her household with his angels and his anointing right now, Father God. Strengthen her on every end of her house, Father God. Bless her finances, Father God. You know all that she stands in need of, Father God.
Yes.
Whatever she may stand in need of, Father God. Father God, restore it unto her tonight, Father God, for being obedient in this season, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Father God, like never before, Father God. Wrap her husband, Father God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we tell you, thank you in advance. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Unmute your mic. Hallelujah. Just praise God. It's about God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
First, I want to give honor to God. Jesus, who is the God over my life. I thank him. I thank him for yet rising me up in this day. Hallelujah of the Lord. So, Father, I thank you now, God, and I give you praise. Hallelujah. Then I want to thank Apostle Don. Thank you, Apostle Don, for this opportunity, and thank you for being obedient to God when you was putting this together and he placed me on your heart. You called and I accept. Glory to God. I thank you for how God is using you and how you are doing the work of the kingdom. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. I want to thank Prophetess Alicia. You kept it moving. You kept it engaged and on fire. It wasn't dry. Hallelujah. And that's what a mister of ceremony does. I want to thank God for you and thank you for that prayer that you prayed for me. I give God honor for that. Thank you, Prophetess Evangelist of Beverly Christian, for ushering in the Spirit of the Lord through music. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. And then I want to thank all the other pastors and elders and clergy that is on the call tonight. I know you could have been anywhere. You could have been asleep or you could have been somewhere else. But I thank God for your presence on this call tonight. A special thanks to all the members that are joining me from the Righteousness of Christ Fellowship. I thank you all so very much. Many was invited. But only the ones that are here are the ones that are chosen to be here by God. Amen. And if my brother is on from Ghana, I want to give God praise for you, Brother Richard, if you are able to get through and hear what the Lord will be saying tonight. Last but not least, there's someone I really want to say hello to and thank, and that's Apostle Johnson. She's been with me from the beginning. Hallelujah. But I know that she is on the call tonight. I already heard her praise going out to the Lord. But woman of God, I just want to thank you and know that I love you. I love all of you. But I love you, Apostle Johnson, for your labor is not in vain. And I thank God for everything that you have contributed into my life to be better for the kingdom of God. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you all. And now there is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a word. So, God, I come now in the agreement with the prayer that's already been prayed. Consecrate me now, Lord God, into thy service, and let my will be lost in thine. To that end, God, you get all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And I would ask if those of you would just go ahead and mute your phone, mute your mic. Hallelujah. Because we don't want no distraction and no filtering of the noise that's coming in when the word of God.
We can't hear you, Pastor.
Your mic.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yes.
Okay. I want to thank you all in advance for your attentive ear and for your open hearts and mind to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to say through this mouthpiece tonight. Hallelujah. When I got the title of the revival, I am going to need your help. I said, Lord, that is a good one right there. We are all going to need help from one another. We're going to need God's help as well. So if I was to lift up a title for tonight, it would be It would be help is an obligation without recognition. Help is an obligation without recognition. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what help looks like to you, but I'm going to tell you, as I was deliberating with this word in the Spirit, I'm going to share with you tonight what the Spirit of the Lord gave me. This is my word, and I am so honored and happy to share it on this form so that it will be a blessing to your hearing if it be the will of God. For those who have an ear, let them hear what thus says the Lord. What help looks like, it looks like a support. It looks like assistance. It looks like intentional and effective. It looks like an improvement. It looks like a service. It looks like serving and sharing. That's what helps look like. And again, it may look like something total different to you. When the last time you helped someone, or the last time you need some help, what did it look like to you? Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to allow the Spirit of the true and living God talk through this mouthpiece tonight about help. It's an obligation without recognition. I have two verses of scripture that I am looking at tonight, and it is found in Proverbs 3:27-28, hallelujah, or 26-28. And we heard one last night, Psalms 121:1-2, that I will lift up my eyes towards the hills from which cometh all my help. So let me just go ahead and read those scriptures, hallelujah. I'm going to start with Psalms 121 and verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, my God. In Proverbs 3:26-28, and I'm reading from the King James translation for your hearing. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. Why would you want to tell your neighbor, if you're able to help them right now, right, and come back tomorrow, and I will give it to you? We are not to withhold nothing good that we have now when we can be of help to our neighbor, or help to our sister, or help to our brother. Help is an obligation without recognition. God created Adam, and God does need our help, right? God created us with a need for help. God created you and I with the need for help. Asking for help, my brothers and sisters that are on this call tonight, is not admitting that you have failed. Because God created us for help, to receive help and to give help. Because the word of God tells us it's more blessed to give than to receive. Even before the fall in the garden, God created Adam to receive provision and help rather than having him to be a self-sufficient man. God created him because God said when he created everything, the word of God said that God said everything was good except that it wasn't good for man to be alone, because God looked around and everything had a mate, everything had a help. But the man that he created did not have a help. And God said, I'm going to fashion you a helpmate. So even in the beginning, God knows that he created us for a need. He created us for a need of help. So we see, even if we go back to Genesis 2 and 18, we would see that God created Adam to receive provision and help rather than having him to be a self-sufficient. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody need to say amen, because God fashioned woman to be a help to man. Hallelujah,
amen.
Somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God wants us to know that we are not all self-sufficient. We are not self-sufficient without God. We are not self-sufficient without the Holy Spirit. And we will not be self-sufficient without each other. And if it's not me, it's going to be somebody in your family, on your job, around in your neighborhood. We were created to help one another. My. Does God need your help? Does God need our help? What would your answer be? If God needs your help, does God need our help? I would say, yes, God needs our help. He needs us to help. He needs us because we are to be about our Father's business. God needs our help to still be about his business. Amen. God needs our help to reflect his righteous character. Hallelujah. God needs our help so that we can do the greater work. Jesus said, greater work that ye shall do. It's expedient that I go to my Father to send back a helper, because greater work shall we do. Yes, God needs our help. God needs us to be willing vessels filled with his Spirit to do what he sees fit and what he desires us to do. That's the help God needs. Are we willing vessels tonight? Are we willing vessels tonight that we can say that I'm going to need your help? My God. In order to do that, we need to be. We need to be, and we need to do our portion. The Bible tells me that there is one body, but many members, and each member supplies the need of the other. So you and I, we need each other. We need the help from one another. Hallelujah. You might be the eye, someone else might be the ear, but we need the help from one another. There are one body, but many members, providing the need as necessary for one another, for the whole body to be in unity, my brother and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we're talking about this help tonight, I want you to understand, I want your mind to be enlightened by the Spirit of God, that if when we are going to help, we need to be prepared. I can't help you if I'm not prepared to help. I don't know what your help might be at the time it is presented to me. So I need to be prepared. I need to be in a posture of being able to be used to help someone as God sees fit to use me. My. Preparation is key. God took the time to prepare the whole earth that was chaos before he put man in it. So organization is God's plan to simplify our life. When you have things organized on your job and in your house, it makes your life much easier because it's organized. And we know that our God does things in decency and in order. So God is an orderly God, and God wants orderly people and holy people. Hallelujah. So if we are going to be the help that glorifies God in the life of someone else, we must take the time and be prepared to be that help when God needs us to be that help. God is a need meter, but God's going to use men and women of his choice to meet the need of others so they will glorify our Father, which is in heaven. So we need to prepare. We need to be organized. We need to be equipped if we are going to help. Do not give me half help. If you're going to help, if God's going to use me and you to help one another, it's going to be authentic help. It's going to be help where you don't have to go back and talk about it because you already got your reward. It's going to be help that we're going to
come on now.
Thank you. God, yes. I praise you for that. God, I know you did this. God, if it wasn't for you, I don't know where I would be. That kind of help without recognition, without expecting anything back. An obligation without recognition. This
Amen.
Is the kind of help that God talks about in the Bible. Hallelujah. If we're going to be that help without being prepared, we also need to make sure that we seek out to be able to help someone. Don't wait for the help to, don't wait for someone to find you. Be always seeking to be able to help someone. Be able to be seeking to help someone that is lost.
I can help.
We so busy want to help with material things.
Come on now.
Yes.
Help
someone with the sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can we be committed? Can we be obedient just to do that? Can we be loyal to help share the gospel of Jesus Christ? There are so many people need our help. And we so busy trying to help somebody who already got everything instead of
seeking
those that are lost.
Preach, preach, preach.
Of the salvation, of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. My God, my God. So that they can give God the glory. Hallelujah. Because when we seek those that are lost and they come into Christ, God gets the glory for that. So we need to be prepared. We need to seek, hallelujah. And Matthew tells us that first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add all things unto us. But we are so busy wanting to consume everything instead of helping someone with the gospel. Then we got to exercise our faith. I'm talking about this help, the type of help that where God said we are obligated to help, and we don't need to worry about getting recognized because of the help that we do. Because the help that we give, God gets the glory. That kind of help. That's the help that God wants us to be able to talk about his son Jesus. Pray with somebody. Give someone a helping hand. Give someone a hug. Show someone love, even when they are unlovable.
Come on
then. Give. Somebody just needs some help with some forgiveness because they were carrying this baggage for so long. Because,
yes, ma'am.
Because they don't want to be the first to say, I forgive you.
Come on now.
We got to exercise our faith because faith without works is dead.
It's dead.
Faith without work is dead. And if you got dead faith, how you pleasing God when God said without faith you can't please him? I pray that somebody is being helped tonight because I am. Because of faith, we will help those that are really in need. Because of faith, because when I help, when you help, when we know all things in the earth is God and the fullness thereof. We already know that. We hope it, but do we live it? Hallelujah. Everything I got, everything you got belongs to the Lord. So when we are in faith and trusting God, that if God can help with this, he going to give it to me again. If he can help with that, he's going to bring it back in my life again.
Yes.
When we have faith, we don't have to worry about hands being closed and holding on things tight. We can say, God said, help this person with that. Help this person with that. And we release it, God going to bless it for us to come back. It'll come back to us.
Come on, Flo.
In greater measure.
Come on, Flo.
We got to work our faith. You got to exercise your faith. Faith without work is there. You can talk it, but is it working?
All right, now.
Faith is God's currency. Now. Faith is God's currency. I heard Apostle John say about the shutdown. But guess what? God is in control, and there will not be no shutdown, at least for 45 days.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God is the source. God is the provider, not man. I'm going to need your help. And when that need comes, when it comes to me needing your help, will you tell me to go away and come back tomorrow when you know you've been blessed with it today?
Come on now. Stop it. You know you
Tell it. We need to be prepared to help. Are you willing? Are you willing? And are you really prepared to help? Or are you more in a posture of being prepared to receive the help? Are you in a position to really help, or are you in a more of a position to receive the help? You need help. I'm going to need your help. When God said, are you ready to help someone, or are you in the position where you need the help? And I'm going to be honest. I'm transparent. Hallelujah. I said, God, if the government shut down, I might be on the ladder. I'm in a position where I need the help. And God said, that's not what I called you to. I said, Lord, I believe it. I receive it. Are we in position to give the help? Or are we in position where we need the help?
Mm.
Is it something to think about? But when your faith, when your faith and your expectation meet, anything that you have need of, that you want help with, God is always going to provide it for His. And that's why we can say, like Psalms 121, 1 and 2, I lift my eyes towards
yes,
the hill from whence all of my help come from. I don't need to be looking to the left or right, in the back or the front. I lift my eyes up towards the hill. Can you be a hill
come on.
In somebody's life tonight with a beacon
come
light
on.
Of Jesus that says,
Jesus.
Will you hide that light under a bush, or will someone be able to lift up their eyes and see where their help come from and see you with the light of Jesus in you so that they can come to Christ? Yeah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We found, we already know that God is our everything, and He wants us. He said, the needy and the poor will always be amongst you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there, and He provides for me. And
yes,
now
ma'am.
That I'm a little bit further down the line, I don't forget where He brought me from and brought me through.
Amen.
I'm looking to see who alongside me that He wants me to reach back and pull up. That's help without recognition. Obligated to help because the word of God compels us to help. Jesus said, what you do to the least of them, you did it unto
not
me.
Unto me.
My. When Adam's help was being produced, yes, when Adam's help was being produced, he was what? He was sleeping. Sometimes your help gonna come while you sleep. Sometimes your help gonna come while you sleep.
Oh.
You don't need to be so busy looking for it and calling and signing loan papers and all of that. Sometimes you just gotta have a little talk with Jesus,
yeah,
and He's gonna make it all right. And yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because Adam's help was produced while he was sleeping.
Come on there. Yes, it was.
And God will produce our help while we're sleeping. It may be already in the mail to your mailbox.
Come on now. I receive it. I receive it.
I'll still get that tomorrow, that help. Or you may heard the word tomorrow from the pastor woman, the pastor man, and that your help will come when you hear the preach word tomorrow.
My.
Don't put no limits on God.
Amen.
Don't put no limits on God. But sometimes, again, our help is being produced while we sleep. You wake up with greater peace, fresh anointing, your
come
portion
on.
That God said, I will give you your portion daily. Sometimes we just need to sleep and trust God. And again, it goes back to your faith. Is your faith working? Is your faith anchored in Jesus? Is your faith in God? We got to be prepared. Hallelujah. Obligated
on,
to help without recognition. Seek to help those that are lost, because that's what glorified God. In the book of Acts, they brought all and laid down at the apostles' feet. And what did the apostle do? The apostle didn't give everybody equal share. The apostle gave every person according to what
come
they have need of. And we want to say, well, you gave so-and-so this much, and well, I got so little. Well, that your need and your help was little, and their need was even greater. My God. But we can come together, sometime even in family, and put everything together and everybody get their portion, even though you might have put in the most money. You remember there's a parable in the Bible where the man said, you go in the field and work, how much would you give him? I give you one talent. And one day, and the next day or the same day, somebody came at a later hour and said, well, how much would I get? He said, one talent. you will get whatsoever is right in the eyes of God, whatsoever is right. So they laid everything, they brought everything to the apostle's feet. We are talking about, I'm going to need your help. The apostle, there were people among them, and they had a need. And they all bring everything to the apostle's feet, and the apostle divvied it out based on the need of each person. I love that part of the scripture. I love it. Faith at work. It pleases God when it's at work, because faith, without faith, we can't please God. We can't. I'm going to need your help. When you say that to yourself, what comes to your mind? I'm going to need your help. Who is the I am of the I am? You're going to need his help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When someone needs help, it's a difference from someone wanting help. My God. When someone needs help, it's a difference when someone wants help. See, sometimes we need the help, and sometimes we want the help. Now, I want the help when I'm going to tell you what I want for dinner. Oh, I'm coming over, and I'm hungry, so I want filet mignon, Apostle Maxine. That's what I need. I want help then. But if I was a person that need help and I'm hungry, I would take a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or I would take a pancake, or whatever you have that you readily can feed me. So there's a difference when someone need help and when someone want help. And we have to be very, very careful, because sometimes when they want help, we can get in God's way when God's trying to point them to him.
Come on.
I am the source.
Come on and help. Come on.
I am not your job, the pastor with their benevolent fund. I am the source. We got to be led by the Spirit, because we got to trust God. We got to trust God. But people are going to come in your life that need help, and people are going to come in our lives that just want our help. But we got to be very careful and be led by the Spirit, because sometimes we can get in the way, and they will see us as their little God instead of seeing our Father as their source. And then we're going to get burnt out and gonna say, if she come to me again, if she come, I'm going to tell them no. And they'll come again, and you're going to still say yes. Because you got that compassionate heart, and they that convince you that they are in need, but their need is a want, not a true need, and not a true help from that they really want from God.
Amen. Amen.
My. Now. I wrote on this piece of paper here, this is, I am going to need your help. I wrote God, and I wrote man. God, this is God. I need your help, sons and daughters. Do the greater work. I need your help to do the greater work that my son, that I so loved and gave up, he left glory. He left riches and became poverty. He became sin that you may be made the righteousness.
Yes.
That you may be made the righteousness. So, with that being said, I'm going to need you to do the greater work. Be doers of my word. I want to say right there, how many of us are doing the word that God's Bible says that we ought to be doing? Doing the word that we know to do.
Amen.
How many of us are doing the word, a doer of the word, and hearer only?
Amen. Uh-oh.
After that, come on. Between you and God. Hallelujah. God said, I need your help. Do the greater work. Be doers of the word and not a hearer only. Man said, I want your help. I want your help, God. I want your help, God. So I lift my eyes towards the hill, God, once cometh all my help. Where my help comes from. I want your help, God. I will acknowledge you in all my ways, and you should direct my path. I want your help. We go to God with what we want, and God said, I already gave you what you need, and you convert it, and it will be your want and your need, because as you delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
You're going to need somebody's help. Because God created us for a need. God created us for help. You are an answer. You are a reward to somebody. And God will put them in your path at that appointed hour. Whether it be a word, whether it be something God will tell you to let go and give over to them, you are created for fulfilling a purpose. You are created for being a reward to someone. Everything God created, think about it. Mm-hmm. Everything God created is a reward. The tree is a reward for paper. Paper got money on it. I see money in corn, but money in paper. I don't care what country, it's some kind of paper. So even the trees had a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Trees had a purpose to make money. Mm-hmm. Paper to write on it, to make money, to print on it. You as a human being, you as a child of God, we are also a reward to somebody.
Amen.
God wants us to know tonight that we were created for a need and we were created to help. We were created for a help. God didn't want us to think that we're self-sufficient. I hear many times, no man is an island by himself. We are not supposed to think that we are self-sufficient, that we don't need anyone and don't want anyone. Because when we start thinking like that, that's when we will find out so soon that I need somebody. I wish I had somebody I can call and talk to right now, because I need someone to listen. I need someone to listen to me. I need someone just to hear me cry. I just need someone to be a sounding board. They don't have to give me no advice. I just need someone to say, I will pray for you.
Amen.
God wants us to know that there are so many needs out there that we overlook every day.
Amen.
Every day. We overlook them every day. And God is not pleased with that. We need to exercise our faith. We need to exercise our faith. We help others by sharing and serving through our faith. That's how we help others, by sharing and serving through our faith in God. They see how you live your life, and they know that there's something changed about you. And then you can have that opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to need your help. What do you need help with tonight?
Amen.
Whatever your help is tonight, whatever the need of your help that you need, God is going to provide it. This revival is not just a revival. This is a revival for you to search yourself deep under the layers of fake and phoning and don't want nobody to know, and be transparent with yourself. If
Come
you
on,
need
man.
Help from drinking, if you need help from having promiscuous sex, if you need help from talking nasty, if you need help from looking at sex pictures on TV, if you need help from overeating, you need to talk to God. It's time to be transparent before God. And God, I'm going to need your help.
Come
and
on
let
now.
The Holy
yes,
Spirit
Lord.
Point
yes,
you to Jesus. The word of God that
Hallelujah.
Is going to be your present help in the time of trouble.
My Come God. On now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
yes.
Lord. I need. Yes,
we
Lord.
Need to submit to authority and to obey God. What are you talking about, woman God? I'm talking about submitting to the word of God. That is his highest authority. Why shouldn't it be our highest authority? The word of God is his highest authority. We should be submitting and obeying the word of God.
God, amen.
We ought to be kind. I'm talking about when we work our faith. We're going to be kind. We're going to be godly. We want to be a godly example before the people that God will put in our path to help. All this helps others when they see your kindness, the fruit of the Spirit, love. And out of love, you got joy and kindness and gentleness and self-control and temper. You got all of that. But when others see that, it helps them to realize what they don't have and what they are not like, that they have not can desire to be like. So with that being said, all this help others, I'm going to need your help. Show me how to walk in humility, because I'm going to need your help to show me how to walk in humility. I'm going to need your help tonight to demonstrate to me how to not be selfish and
Come
have
on now.
Glory. I'm going to need your help tonight to show me that I ain't got it all as I think I got it together. I'm going to need your help tonight to show me how to live a holy life before God. I'm going to need your help tonight to remind me that I am to be set apart for God and not for nothing else, but set apart from God. I'm going to need your help tonight, my brothers and sisters.
Preach.
I'm going to need your help tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm going to need your help tonight that we are all on one accord and we are called by God for a good purpose. I'm going to need your help tonight to stay in the right posture of forgiveness.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your help tonight to work with that. I'm going to need your help how to not let this heart be hard, how to not let this be bitter because of the misbeams, because of the disappointment. I'm going to need your help tonight to help me. How can I forgive when I did all this against
you? Come on now.
How can I forgive that? Only God can forgive that. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your help to help me with that. So stay faithful to God. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your help tonight because God wants us to help one another, because when we help one another, it glorifies God. So with all that being said, tonight, I pray that you heard something that touched your soul, in your soul area, that you can say, look, I do need help, God. I need help with this. I need help with that. And that's between you and God.
Amen.
We're all beautiful. We look good. We can smell good. We can serve good. We can do good. But God is looking at our hearts.
Come on now.
God looking at our hearts. I can only see what is outwardly. You can only see what is outwardly. But when we get in the presence of God and we can just be open and transparent with God and say, God, you know, I need your help with this. Where can I find it in your word? Because sometimes we got to seek. We got to seek things out. We got to seek things out. Maybe we got somebody we can confide in and they can point us in the right direction. But your first line, it should always be to go to God for yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
God for yourself. Because what the Spirit will reveal to you, if you got the Spirit in you, the Spirit will reveal to you exactly what you need. So that you can now do a deeper dive into get all of what is needed for you to come up to the top. Sometimes we left all this stuff down, let it settle down in our hearts and settle down in our spirits and our soul, man. We got to let the stir that spirit up so that spirit can touch all of that stuff that is settled. It don't need to be there. It need to come up and come out. God, give me a clean heart. Renew my spirit in me.
Come on,
you got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your help.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to need your help. Are you going to help me to be humble and not be self-exalting? Are you going to help me?
Right.
I'm going to need each and every one of your help in prayer. Can you pray for me? I'm going to need your help.
Amen.
I'm going to need your help. I believe tonight, God, that I've done all that you wanted me to do by your Spirit, Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you pronounced through these clay of lips.
Yes.
I pray, God, that they heard you. I pray, God, that they saw you. And even not now, God, when they shall lie to rest tonight, let that be a visitation of your Spirit, God.
Yes.
That you will seal this in their hearts now, and you will bring it back to their remembrance at due time. God, I thank you for everything that you have done and said tonight. I give you glory, and I give you praise. I thank you, Lord God, for the apostle. I thank you, God, that you sanctioned this for such a time as this, and for every soul that is on this call tonight. I pray that they see and they hear that we all need the help of the Father. And you, Lord Jesus, said, you sent us the helper, and our helper is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you now for all that was said and done, and we give your name the glory. Let there be a demonstration of your power now. In the master's name of your Son Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank you for your listening ear. Mm-hmm. I give God all praise and honor and glory, and I pray that you was blessed. Apostle Don, I thank you. Prophetess Alicia, I'm turning it back over to you. To God be the glory.
Amen.
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 Yes, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Lord, that was a powerful word.
Yes,
I hope
yes.
You all took your notes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
as I told you now, that woman of God is powerful.
Yes,
Lord.
She is. Yes.
Thank you.
Lord. Dr. Helen Robinson. Yes. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the word that came forth tonight. Jesus. Hold on. Let me get back to the screen. Give me 1 second. Apostle, would you like me to do altar call at this time?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, we will have altar call. You're going to take over altar call, right?
Yes. Let us. If anyone wants to sow a seed, let's do that first.
Okay.
While they get their spirits together.
Okie dokie. All right. So if anyone would like to sow a seed on the word that was spoken to the woman of God that we had here tonight, you can do so. I guess you can send it to Apostle's account. Hold on. Pastor Helen, you have your information?
Yes, I do. I'll put it in the chat.
Okay, please do so.
Thank you.
We would like to, you know, sow back into the woman of God because, you know, sowing is the way that we grow. And not only that, you know, when you do the will of God and the principles of God by giving the right way, God always makes sure he enlarges your territory and increases your finances and the harvest. Do flow. I'm a living witness. I'm going to testify again. I have no job, and I have a brand new 2023 truck, and God has put me in position to be out of work for 3 years and met all my needs. He has yet to fail me. So, despite it,
hallelujah.
That comes from me sowing on the principles of God, believing in the principle of sowing. And I thank God for my grandmother who taught me how to sow with my quarters and nickels and dimes. Lord knows, I remember those days in church when we had our offering in one hand and she'd tell us fold the other little money up, and that was our tithes and offering, and the other one was sowing the seed. So, and I just thank God for that. So we want to be a blessing back to the woman of God on tonight for bringing forth the word in such a manner only God could have gave her this. And we thank you again.
Please check your chat. She's sowing to the woman of God. God gave me the number 20 for those that can sow in increments of 2 or $20. Watch God give it back some 30, some 60, some 100 fold. I assure you, you are sowing in blessed ground. You are sowing into good soil. This is not the Rockies. This is not the wayside of the road or the mountain. This is good soil, good nature, crushed down, shaken together, and running over. For heaven will pour out a blessing, sure enough that you will be
amen.
Amen. Giving is going forth. It's in the chat. If you have Zelle, you can get it to springingupministry@gmail.com. Spring is with a double ING, STR. springupministries@gmail.com, or you can do Cash App. It's Spring Up.
and it's a double ING on screen. For Pastor Helen Robinson on her Cash App is $ROCFMIN. For Pastor Robinson is $ROCFMIN. That's her Cash App. Please sow into her $20. That's what the Holy Spirit gave me as she was ministering. $20 if you're going to sow, or an increment of two. Now, when God gives a specific number, you better know you want to sow on it, because that's the prophetic number of the hour. As God has given us the word, allow him to perform his true doing. You shall see results from the word of God. Amen.
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 Is there anyone that would like to rededicate their soul back unto the Lord? If you walked away from ministry, you want to come back to ministry. If you need a mentor, if you're looking for a church home, if you need a mentor, church home, sisterhood, you need someone just to listen, someone just to check in on you. Sometimes you need help. The doors of the ministry are open. If you're wanting to follow Pastor Helen and her ministry, put your information in the chat or raise your hand that we need to collect your information. At this time, the altar is open for God to move how he needs to through the word of God. If you would like the word of prayer, if you want to touch and agree, the altar is open. The altar is open. As the word of God will say, lay your all on the altar. What do you have to sacrifice to give back unto God? What are your weights and your measures?
You poured out your spirit.
If God is giving you a specific number to sow and give, follow the instructions of the Lord. And make sure you name it, put a title on it, put a title on it.
Could only partake is now in our lifetime. The order of it, just receive, just receive, you can just receive.
Is there anyone on the line that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ and the departing of your sins, and you would like to get to know him? This is your time to come forth.
You are reclaiming your word. You promised as the people that were going toward the way. You told me that.
My generation is raised for our wave of revival. My generation is raised for your new wave of revival. My generation is waiting for your new wave of revival. My generation.
The Lord, if anyone ever gets kicked out of the room or the app, just come back to you. Don't allow the enemy to discourage you. It happens. Just come back in at your leisure. The altar is still open.
I come to the altar
intercession
for those that I'm connected with, family, friend, or foe.
My generation is ready.
Anyone else? The altar is open.
For your new wave of revival. My generation is ready. For your new wave of revival,
for your new wave of revival,
my generation is growing. For your new wave of revival, my generation is crying.
The altar is open.
For your new wave of revival, Lord.
If your heart is heavy, allow God to circumcise of the word to come forth about the health. If you're in need of health, no matter what level, no matter what it looks like, allow the help to come. Over on the altar, as he lays those things down, has anyone had time to sow? As you have your seed planted in the earth, as your faith shall increase, we ask God for the wisdom and the know-how as the seeds have been planted, and he will bring some 30, 60, some 100 fold of increase back into your bosom. That whatever you have been treated this seed for, we ask God that you would double, triple, quadruple, go back into you, good measures, fresh down, taken together, and running over. Now allowing nothing to fall by the rock at any time, but to give unto you, that you may be a blessing to give unto others, for the blessings come without sorrow. And we thank him for what he's done, what he's going to do, and how it shall be done. Father God, we come unto you now
for the family standing in the gap, Lord God. We thank you for all the ministers on the line. Father God, we pray for Pastor Adam, Lord God, that you will pour back into earth the virtue that she poured out unto us this day. Lord God, that she has given us the meat, Lord God, that we shall continue to eat upon, Father, that we may spit out the bones and collect what we need, Lord God. Father God, for those that need more nourishment, Lord God, and still yet on milk, Father. Father God, let them receive all the nutrients out of the milk that was poured today, Lord God. That they shall drink the thirst no more, Father. For you said when you give us a thirst of a drink, Lord God, as we are thirsty, God, you said that we shall not thirst no more, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for what you shall do, Lord God, and what you will do in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for those that are on the altar today, Lord God, that you will give them the desires of their heart, Lord God. Let not their hearts be troubled, let them lean not into their own understanding. But Lord God, let them look toward the hills from which come up their help. Lord God, touch their health and life. Lord God, for the wealth is in your hands. Father God, renew them a new heart, a new mind. Let them not sit in fear, Lord God, but let them be healed by your stripes. They are healed. For you are wounded for our transgressions, Lord God. And we thank you for taking it all upon the cross. Father God, now as we go forth, Lord God, we receive your will on earth as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you will pour back into Evangelist Beverly Simpson as she poured her virtue out this day, Lord God, that you will pour back into her. In the mighty name of Jesus, as Prophet Elijah has come forth, we ask that you will pour back into them. Lord God, fill them up. Touch them from the crown of their head to the toes. Lord God, we thank you for the word that has come forth. Lord God, that it's a rainbow that we should continue to feed day after day. Lord God, for we allow our tomorrow to take care of itself as we continue in this day. That you will continue to be our light upon our pathway, Lord God. That we may see and that others may see us, Lord God, and they will want to follow. Lord God, we thank you for each and every person on the line. And we will meet them where they are. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my reason. Amen. 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 Anyone have anything to say or share to give to Pastor Helen? You can come forth and speak now. Let's give her flowers while she is yet here to still receive them.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I'm like Apostle Dawn. I ain't coming behind to preach word. But you know, I tell you what, Pastor Robinson, I tell you what, I'm not surprised at all. You know, I thank God for your nurturing me in the word. I thank God for you, you know, stretching me when I didn't want to be stretched, when I said, not me, I can't do this. You know, I thank God for, you know, you being a mentor to me. You know, I really appreciate that. You, you know, kind of gave me my little wings to fly away when I was so nervous to preach. And I said, oh, no, I'm not doing it. But I thank God for you. I'm not surprised at all. You know, I thank God for your life. I thank God for, you know, what you do with everyone you come in contact with. And I love the fact, I always say this, you is not selfish with the pulpit. She will stretch you just as long as you allow her to stretch you. You know, I thank God for you. I want you to know that I love you. Wouldn't have missed this for the world. You know, you talk about some good thing. I need your help. And it reminds me of the books that we're in. I'm telling you, you hit them totem books up. Elder Cheryl doing one we do that said, forgetting what I can't forget.
Ooh.
And me and Mama Pimpma does one that says, knowing and doing the will of God.
Yes.
So you will turn us up tonight because we're in the house. We on one accord, but I bless God for you, woman of God. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, and I love you.
Thank you so much, Apostle Johnson. You know I love you. You know, we go way back, but I thank you for your obedience to God. And I thank you for the resistance, and I thank you for allowing God to surpass that resistance you had. So now that you are doing exactly his perfect will for your life, I love
Amen.
You, and please give your family, your husband, my regards. Thank you
Amen.
For your kind words.
Amen.
Pastor Helen.
Yes.
This is Prophetess Beverly Swenson. What can I say? We go way back as well.
We do.
My professor.
You go way back.
Dr. Helen Robinson. Woman of God, I mean, that day, I have to go back because that's the day that God put us together.
Yes.
So, but I did not know when I stepped into your classroom back in 2000 and what, 2009.
Yeah.
And I looked at you, and you had my aunt, you know, I have an aunt that favors you. You favor her. And I told you about that. But we didn't know that God was going to bring us together and keep us together this far.
Yes.
And I want to give God praise for your steadfastness.
Amen.
And for your guidance and for your teaching.
Amen.
I don't know if I ever told you this or not, but, you know, you have poured into my life more than you ever know, educational-wise,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just give God praise for you. You're still educating me.
So God be the glory.
You still, and it's good, you know, and for that, you know, I want to just give you, you know, your flowers now because God is, he's done a mighty work with you, through you, and I've just seen how you've grown and how transparent you've become, and, you know, and I just give God, and I just want to encourage you
Amen.
To keep moving on. I know it's not easy, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes God shows me things
yeah.
about you. I don't
yeah.
tell you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants me to let you know that your work has not been unnoticed.
Amen. Thank
and
you.
And he wants me to let you know that in due season, you mm-hmm. will be rewarded.
Amen.
Amen. I love you.
I love you too, prophetess, evangelist. And right, we go way back. But I love you because your personality and who you are, and you just like steadfast to me, and I thank you for your prayers and the prophecy, every prophecy that you've spoken in and over my life has came to pass, and
oh,
I am
God.
Truly convinced
praise
that
God.
If it comes through your lips, it is truly to come to pass, and
praise
I thank God.
God
for you for how you just show up when you know I need to hear a word from God without me even texting or calling, God will have you to touch me at that right time. And, you know, and I'm still wearing the tallit. My very first tallit was a gifted from you. And, you know, we have these small moments, but I do thank you. I love you. We love sewing. So we got a lot of stuff in common
yes,
that people
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Know. But thank you, prophetess, and thank you, woman of God. For how you've been a light in my life. and how you have carried my name on the wings of your prayers. So I thank you for that.
But God told me, God told me that I was your prophet.
Amen.
He told me to walk with your ministry, so I have to be obedient to what God told me to do. So I've been tagging along.
Amen. Amen. And I thank you for that. I really do.
Amen.
And I know God will continue to speak to you on my behalf. So
yes,
thank
ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. Is there anyone else? Never like to say anything to the pastor.
Good evening to all, first and foremost. Pastor, doctor, a cook, warm heart, vessel of God, foot. The printmaker, and a whale, okay? A W-E-L-L, okay? Robin. I, Elder Hunter, this is my very first time partaking.
Amen.
And I am very, 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 obliged. I am really, I'm really searching for the words to be able to effectively tell you exactly how you have delivered such a word that you may not feel as though it was as fulfilling. Fulfilling. I will say this, that in your delivery, everyone doesn't know how to cook, right? But then you have some that believe they know how to cook, and then you have some that know how to season the food just enough that it doesn't bother your health.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it tastes really, really good, but it's just enough. So you've been cooking for a while. See, when you've been cooking for a while, so you know how to limit the seasoning.
Yes.
But you know how to play around with it. That's right. You know how to play around with it. That when you go in to replace the salt with Mrs. Dash, that you know it's still gonna hit right, but it ain't gonna give you high blood pressure. You know what I mean? So I thank God.
Praise God.
For how he has used and uses you
my God.
To deliver
yes.
his word. Everybody can't go in the kitchen. Everybody can't go in the kitchen and do this.
My God.
Listen. I'm grateful. I can tell you this. I don't believe there was a place in my life that you did not touch. I don't believe that. I do not believe that there is a place that you haven't touched, that he didn't use you to touch with exactly what you did. Because, see, you know, once you have a good meal, see, we call it soul food, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We call it soul food for a reason.
Yes.
Because our soul has been touched.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, I, Elder Venus Hunter, am here to tell you and to thank you for such a spiritually delightful meal.
My man.
I thank you.
Yes.
I thank you for the work.
Yes.
I thank you for the work that you have done, not just on the outside. Not on the outside. Because, see, when we say, you said, and this revival is about, I need your help. But see, sometimes we leave us out. Sometimes we leave us out. We want to help everybody else.
Come on.
We won't allow the same God that will use us for somebody else to use us for us.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Ooh, Jesus.
Sometimes we the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we the problem.
Yes.
So if I want to help you better, let me help me better.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Let me fix me.
Come on.
Let me work on me. Because, see, even as a mother, as a sister, as a whatever your hat might be, and mm-hmm. what all they are, when we are better, we got better ingredients. You know what you did? You know what you did with these ingredients tonight? Did he not tell us to be the salt of the earth? Did you not season the food right? Okay. So
yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I am so grateful.
Thank you, Lord.
I am so grateful. And to my apostle, Apostle Don, thank you for your obedience.
Yeah.
Thank you for your obedience.
Mm.
Thank you for your obedience. Even when,
that's all I know.
Even when you got to go sometimes by yourself.
Yes.
Even when you out there on a limb by yourself. You know, but you know what? You know who anchoring that limb, don't you? Come on here, in the name of Jesus. I thank God for you. I thank God for you because the very limb that you be hanging on is rooted in God. You hear
God,
me?
Yes.
The name of Jesus. Even if you got to stay out on that limb, you're not by yourself, but it can feel very, very destitute. When you got to go before and make ways that people have never used before, just like this platform. Just like this platform. So with that being said, I don't want to take up any more time. I bless God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for how you send the help. He said, I will supply. Y'all supply. You gotta understand, y'all, we supply. How can we flow if there wasn't an avenue already made for us to flow in?
Mm-hmm.
The provision already here.
Amen.
We the provision.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. Hallelujah. I love you.
Hallelujah.
I love
Thank
each and every
you.
One of you. Not just you two. Each and every one of you. I love you. I love you with the love of God. I'm so grateful to have been connected with you on this evening. I thank God for how I know that those seeds are taking root and they're going to come forth. So I thank God for you. And I thank God for everything that was spoken. And I thank God for all that have poured out. Prophetess Alicia, I don't want to mess up titles and things. Because I know you got Mom Beverly. But is it Prophetess Beverly? Is that it?
Yes,
ma'am.
I know you're
Prophetess
Beverly, but I don't want to mess up.
Yes, I got two titles. I have two titles.
Okay, wonderful. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I thank you. I thank you so much for all that you've done on this evening and then you're pouring out. I pray that you're being poured back into, but God, give them an extra cup. You're going to run it over, pour a little bit more in there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them a reserve in the name of Jesus. All right, I love y'all.
Love you.
Amen.
Too. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Elder. We thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Yeah, Apostle Don.
Yes.
The Spirit of the Lord is letting me know to let you know that your platform, what He's given to you right now, He's given it to you so you could create platforms for other ones, for other people that's coming up behind you or underneath you. He is creating this platform so you can create platforms for those that's coming up underneath you, says the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I was seeing that of you all that have been following me for years, you've never heard me really preach on my own platform. It's always given to somebody else. I don't really care to preach because when I preach, everybody's quiet. I like to hoot and holler. My favorite part of service is altar call. So, the choir
and off the car is my favorite part of the service. Just see the change. I know the words. I can do that in my sleep. You know, some people need to hear and know the words. But now we need to be doers of the words. So those of you that are online and you've heard the word this day, meditate on it. This is a recording, so go back and hear it again so that you learn how to receive the help.
Amen.
As you were the help, as you are the help.
Mm-hmm.
But learn how to receive what was ministered through this mighty word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Alright, I know I ain't gonna hold no long. You move on. That's it.
I want to say something, Apostle Don. I want to thank everyone for their attentive ear for listening to the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Truly, it was a work of the Spirit of God. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your seed sown. No seed size is too small. God know how to multiply, and he know how to take little and do much with.
Mm-hmm.
But with my whole heart, I do thank you all so very, very much. Those that I know well and those that I may have never met. But I thank you for your kind words, and I just thank you for your time spent with us in this revival today in our respective homes. But your love was shared over this broadcast through this technology. And
amen.
I just give God praise and honor and glory to each and every one of you. And a special thanks to you, Apostle Don.
Yes.
I can't say enough, but your tenacity and your faithfulness to doing what God asked you to do. And even when you don't feel like it, and we have talked, and I'll be like, nope, we got to do it. This got to be done. Now is the time. But God knew exactly who to surround you with.
Yes.
And we have surrounded you with good, faithful women of God and men yes. as well. And I know this is a blink to what the lives of those you have already touched. But God will get the glory of everything, as always. So I thank you for your patience, and I thank you for your discipline. I thank you for your diligent service into the Lord. So I look forward to the next time God is going to have you to do what he wants to do through you best. Just keep me posted. I love to support as much as I possibly can, and I thank you for the words that you have spoke over my life and Apostle Kevin's life when we first met you, and you've gone with me when God has sent me out, more support. I thank you for all of that. And like you said, sometimes we just got to give people the flowers while we can, because no one knows the next moment that we will have. So I just wanted to say I thank you, and I love you so much. And this was an honor. It was an honor to be a part of this.
Thank
to God be all the glory.
You ministering tomorrow, too? You coming back tomorrow?
I will be doing my church service tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I thank you.
Amen.
Is there anyone else that will have anything else to say or share before
yes,
we
I
move
Yes, I just want to, Prophetess Alicia, I keep saying apostle. Prophetess Alicia, you did a wonderful job. I love you, daughter. You're magnificent.
Thank you.
I love you so much, you know.
I love you.
You did an awesome job. Yes. Apostle Maxine, hi. I love you.
Hi. I love you, Prophet Evangelist Swinstein. Praise the Lord.
We go back, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, I remember those days in praise team rehearsal. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for you, you know, being tonight to the spirit of the living God. Apostle Don?
Yes, ma'am.
You know how it gets to be with you and I, you know, that we talk and we pray and, you know, I check on you, you check on me, and, you know, I thank God for you. I thank God for you, you know, speaking in and over my life. I really do appreciate you. All that you do, all that you pour out, I think once somebody said it, even when you don't feel like it, you'll get a grumble, a groan in there somewhere, you know, and I thank God for you. I bless God for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Hey, I thank the Lord for you all. Is there anyone else that has anything else to say? For Pastor Helen, before we move on.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyone else have anything for Pastor Helen? All right. Now, has everyone had a chance to sow as God has intended for everyone to sow? I know a lot of people have probably gotten all blind now. So, Pastor Helen, God says this is not the end.
Amen. Mm.
This is not the end. You have come to the end of the assignment, but this is not the end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what note stands for you, but there's a note. That can go a few ways. That could be a note of music. Or it could just be a physical note written. Or your notes. So, when you go before the king, you ask him, as you dispatch your angels, you let them know about this note. The angels catch things quicker than we do.
Mm-hmm.
They see things faster than we do. They deliver things quicker than we can. Speaking of angels, is Avian still on the line?
No, she's left. She's left.
Pastor Bruce. Is Pastor Bruce still on the line? Okay.
Yeah, Missy. She's still here. I don't know if she can hear you or not.
I want to thank everybody that had their hands in putting this service together, from the pulpit to the pews, from the front door to the back door. Normally, we are under one roof, in one room, sitting, fellowshipping, eating. I want to say thank you for all the love, support,
from my spiritual children to those that may have just been mentored under me in this future licensure for ministry. I see your work. I pray that you carry this title for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just pick it up today and drop it for tomorrow. Because we never know when you're going to need someone or something.
That's right.
Pastor Helen, I thank you for your obedience.
Thank God.
I thank you for the acceptance of the work, of the job, of the assignment, because it's always executed with fire. And I pray that whoever needed to be lit today, that their fire is still lit, either on the line or off. Even those that will go back and see this, let the word of God be like a hammer that breaks. Let it be like the sword that cuts down to the bone in the mind. May your days be not numbered short, but long life.
Hey, long life. Yes, God.
Shall you live.
Yes, Eddie.
Even for your generation.
Ooh, Jesus.
There is to come. The battle is already won.
Hallelujah.
The battle is already won. Even the things that they don't expect to see, they shall see.
Thank you.
As you've already paved the way, as you are already storing up.
Thank you, Jesus.
They shall be.
I receive it.
The blessing,
Lord,
of the Lord. Renew your strength. Renew your strength. I am a I touch you now in the spirit from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet.
Thank you, Lord.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lean not unto your own understanding. The situation is going to arise. And lean not into your own understanding. Apostle Maxine, arise and take your place. Arise and take your place. God wants you to shift your platform. And he's going to give you the word on what to speak. He's going to give you your own curriculum to use. So that your generations to generations will be blessed. Can be blessed, shall be blessed, will be blessed, and all good measures shaken together and running over. As you gave God praise this day, it was broken, you see. It was broken. As you praised me, it was broken. You'll get a call.
on tomorrow. And I thank you for your support. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your prayer. May the grace of God be upon you. Be prepared for your refreshing course. Elder Venus Hunter, the great I am, the great I am,
my God,
has shown up on your behalf. He said he's going to the computers to do the greater work.
Hey, hey, hey!
The greater work. The greater work he's going to do. He's opening up a new account for you.
Jesus!
Even making a way, a new path. He said it's mirrored because it's to distract the enemy. But you would know the way.
God, I'm right.
You would know the way.
Here you go.
Elder, I've given you position this day. Take this stand and stand and take charge. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and you shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Sonya.
Yes.
The Lord said he hears your cry. I hear your cry. He said, when I anoint you this time, there shall be no more. It shall be no more. There's a blessing in the hand of the angel. God said, don't you see it? Take it out of the hands of the angel and receive it this day, this night. As you rest, you're going to know that it is God.
Mm.
As the pastor preached, in your sleep, you're going to receive him. God didn't send anyone to do this because he wanted to be known that it was him. No one else. There was no one to do this job but him, for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. There'll be another stream of income that shall come for you. He's making a way.
Thank you.
For you to receive, or there's an increase in the finances that should come.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetess Alicia, I want to thank you for your love, your support, your emceeing for the ministry, as our accountant for the ministry. You wear many hats, not only for the ministry, but for the family in itself. And God is saying, well done. Job well done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I hear gratefulness. He's understanding your gratefulness.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Your gratefulness. He's receiving. You're going to receive. There's something you're going to receive in the heavenly realm.
My God. Oh, Lord.
He's also telling you to take your place and stand. You make a way for your children as well. And it's not so much about wealth, but you ask them about the endurance of life to endure. And the health.
Amen.
To cope with life.
Amen.
Prophetess Evangelist.
Yeah.
They did not want your name written in them headlights, you hear me? But God. Even in the military, they didn't want your name in the headlights.
No, they didn't.
They knew. If they were to give you a gun, the rabbit wasn't going to have no fun.
Jesus.
God said, be patient and diligent. He wants you to sit down and write out everything that you have to pay, every bill. He wants you to write the company's name, what the company is for, what the bill is for. You got to be very strategic. Mm-hmm. You can't leave nothing out. You got to write the name of the company, what the company is for, what the type of business you're doing with the company. And then you write out how much they're supposed to get for the month, the week, or however. And you write all of that out. Then he'll have you to add it all. Then he wants you to go on another page and write out how much, or if you can put it on the same page on the side, like do it in a column,
mm-hmm.
and how much you bring in. And write it down each time for how much for the month. And even though we all know it doesn't always add up to what we bring in or what we're putting out, somewhere on the scale is off balance for all of us. And however, God makes it more than enough.
Amen.
Because all is going to be paid in full. Once you do what gets him me and I handle the boho, Mashiki Namasi, Banamasi Kanamahaya. Yeah, he said, you all are talking about my obedience. If I don't obey and if I don't sacrifice anything, those days are over for me because I don't have time to go back to God on just a prayer and a wish. God needs results. You all are looking for results, not I got to stay in this place and this place or that place. No. In the body of Christ, we are taken care of. All of our needs are met.
Amen.
So when you write it down and you add it up, you know how back in the days the taxes commercials used to come on the TV and they had that big stamp and it was stamped down on the paper?
Yeah.
I see the big stamp with the red letters.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it's paid in full. They're saying paid in full, but see, the enemy don't want us to see it.
Right.
Come to pass.
Amen.
But the stamp is like it's sealed. It's sealed. There's some more things he's going to work out in the computer on your behalf.
Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus.
This financial situation, when you write everything of the finances and things, it's going to take a minute to come to pass because God is still working on some things. Excuse the other prophet. I think he can just give it all right. It's going to come to pass. And that's the blessing of the
Amen. Lord. Amen. I receive it in the name of Lord Jesus. I receive it.
Brother Felicia,
why are you waiting? Can I say this? I can't hear you.
Is Prophet Marquise with you?
No, he just got out the truck.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Elder.
The Lord just dropped this back in my spirit, so I had to release. And that's to everybody on here. But you're going to live to see it happen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
You're going to live. You're going to live.
Live. You're going to live to see
it happen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to live. You're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live. You're going to live not just to exist, to see it happen.
Amen.
You're going to live to see it happen. That's it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
My.